Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
What great moment will we see here tonight in the grand final? The Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers in the women's grand final. The Broncos thought they were going to have it all their own way after leading 12-0. Well, the Roosters have certainly come back at them. 12 points to 10 it is. Just 50 seconds remaining in the first half with the Roosters' six tackles right at the Broncos' line. I don't know if you noticed that the goalposts actually light up when there's either a try or a goal. Keep your eye on that. We might get into that a little bit later just to see exactly how good that is going to work for us this evening. Right now, though, what a great thrill to welcome to the show a man who has gone through the Premiership glory. I'm talking about Panther Craig Gower. Gower, g'day.
Tony, how's things, buddy?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you feeling, more importantly, just a couple of hours out?
Yeah, I'm pretty relaxed, mate. It's, you know, obviously, I'm not playing, so it's pretty easy just to turn up and grab the W.
Well, I saw, read in the story today about your influence. You managed to speak to this young group. I think it might have been in the preseason and talked them a bit through, you know, what you guys had gone through. And today I was talking about how influential that was. Did you enjoy that process?
It's always fantastic, you know, trying to, you know, let your experiences be known to a young group like that, where there, obviously there's a lot of guys that are very impressionable and just, maybe just a few things that they maybe could look at, you know, when they're starting the season. You know, it's a long road, and you know, if you can get off to a good start and train really well in the preseason, gives you a, you know, a great platform to play well during the year, and they certainly have done that.
And how has this week been? I'm sure there've been plenty of journalists reaching out for comment, and your former teammates reaching out and sharing some memories as well. Did it take you back to 03?
Oh, it certainly has. It's you know. For a player, you know, for 17 years ago, that was the greatest, one of the greatest days of my life. You know, to experience that with my teammates, and the euphoria of winning a grand final when, you know, that's all you've dreamt of when you're a young kid, and to go through that process and try and relive it now with what's going on. It's you know, it's certainly great to go back to that stage of my life, and you know, it's great to see that you know, the effect it's had on other people as well.
Yeah, if the Panthers get the cash, mate, any chance of these young Panthers players getting to see how a true legend celebrates like yourself? Will you make festivities?
They've asked me to come with them, you know, so I can sort of lay the platform down for the boys, but I just don't know if it's the right thing to do at this age, mate. It takes me a lot longer to recover than what I used to.
Are you kidding me? They are not ready for what you're going to throw at them if they win the competition.
Mate, I tell you, Gertie, if there's any more West buses, I'm not going anywhere near them, mate. You know? So
we've seen some terrible images of you and Ryan Girdler this week, and it just shocked me to the core. Was he the
There's a lot of love going back on there. We're fighting, we're cuddling, we're doing everything, mate. It was certainly different.
Hey, Pigo, did it surprise you a little bit this year? Obviously, we're still, you know, we love the club and we follow them every year, and we're always talking about where they're at. And I have to say, you know, it caught me a little off guard, their development this year. I didn't think they were going to go, you know, so close so early. Did you see this coming?
I wouldn't say I've seen it coming, Gers, but I knew that they were training well. There's some big unknown factors. You know, obviously Nathan taking full control of the team, and you know, young Luai there at 5'8". They had some other young kids coming through, and you know yourself, like for us, you know, when we had Lukey Lewis and Luke Rooney and Shane Rodney Sweeney come through, they sort of come from nowhere as well. We knew that they were good players, but until they get out there and do it, you just don't know. And you know, you've just seen the momentum they got straight away. They started well, the season well, and obviously COVID hit, and they did all the right things as a team, and they just kept getting better and better and better. And, you know, who would have thought they would have won so many games in a row? And, you know, everyone's saying they need a loss. Well, they've just shown that they didn't need a loss, and now they're in the big one with one to go.
And I'm sure out of all the players you've loved as a halfback, watching Nathan Cleary, I know Brandy said during the week that he's just got a calmness about him that reminds him of Cameron Smith. What do you love most about watching Nathan?
Yeah, well, I think it's that. It's the poise that he's got for such a young kid to be able to control the game with a cool head. You know, you don't see any sort of erratic play from him. It's beyond his years, I feel, and Just the way that he's grown as a player for this season. You know, his kicking game is just wonderful, and that's going to be something that's going to be very important today if they're going to win the game.
Combination with Jerome Luai, obviously important, but how big has Appy Korosau been?
He's another cog to that team. You know, he actually gives Nathan the freedom because he's so dangerous out of dummy half. He's jigging, he's ducking, you just don't know what he's doing. So, you know, this game tonight, it's going to be very important for the guys to start well. It's hard to chase Melbourne down for points, so they need to start well. They need to be confident. They just need to build pressure, find the corners, and try and rattle Melbourne a little bit. And that's very hard to do, but I think they've got the team to do it.
You still live out there, Gowie? What's the community feel like? I mean, obviously it's different this year. There's not a lot of contact with the players and such, and the players aren't allowed to be out and about like we were. Like every time we won a game, we spent the next 3 days at the Penrith Plaza getting pats on the back. I mean, what's it like out there?
Yeah, it's really strange, Gerds. You know, like I had a photo with James Tarmow, and I seen Nathan yesterday. It's just weird. You know, don't get me wrong, the colours are out, they're doing stuff at the Leagues Club and that, but just the atmosphere of that whole build up of the week, even the games during the season. You know, we had 21,000 there, and it was pumping, and you know, there's nothing better experience than experiencing things like that, and. It's a shame that they've missed out on that, but maybe that's a good thing for them because they're so young and it's not as much experience in the team as we had. So hopefully that'll work in their favour.
You said in that storage statement, it takes all kinds of personalities. A certain personality to become an elite athlete and so successful as you were. But you describe yourself as having an all or nothing personality, and sometimes that is not so great.
Yeah, well, you know, Gerds will vouch for that. You know, that's how I got to where I did. You know, my training was extreme sometimes. You know, I was always doing extras and all the rest of it. And then on the other side, where it probably wasn't the best times, I was sort of, you know, a little bit out of control at times, you know. So it's, you know, that was me. You know, right or wrong, that was part of my life. And obviously, that's something in the review visor like that I have to deal with. So, and accept that stuff went on in my career that probably shouldn't have, and certainly shouldn't have, and that's it.
I take it though, Gary, that's probably what made you say good, because I'm sure, you know, my memories of blokes like yourself. One thing you certainly did was trained hard every session. So I take it you would have been a great trainer, mate.
I think that's how I was, you know. That's I knew I had to work hard. You know, I didn't think I was the most skillful sort of player. So at the end of the day, it's the want to do something and the will to win and all the rest of it. It all adds up to be to be one of the players that you want to be. And obviously, that's how I was, and that's what worked for me to get myself to the first grade.
It's hard to deny there's some uncanny resemblance, like some things that are so connected with the 03 side and the 2020 side, Gowie. You know, Preston Campbell, the Jerome Luai, the unpredictable way they went about their business, the control that you had over a game and the control that Nathan's got, the father-son. I mean, the minor premiership, I don't know, you're not a superstitious guy, I 100% know that, but do you think there's something there that's just a little bit special and gives Penrith a little bit of an edge today?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's an edge, Gerds, but there's certainly a hell of a lot of similarities between the two teams. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's what they do out there today. It's all the stuff that's been done in the past. It's got nothing to do with what goes out there today. And they're going to come up against a red-hot Melbourne team. But I think they can do it. I really do. I think there's no scars with these young guys. They're full of confidence. You've just seen the camaraderie between with the team for the whole season. And they're just getting better and better. You know, I know that the last two games weren't perfect, but they've never been in those situations before. And hopefully those two games have held them in good stead playing this big one tonight.
And where are you? Are you here to watch the game, Gowie?
I'm here now. I'm just about doing anything for Fox. And then I'm in the... And I'm just doing a couple of things for the NRL, and then I'll be up in one of the corporate boxes with a sponsor.
Well, mate, enjoy it. You deserve it. And thanks so much for having a chat. Good luck for tonight.
Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the game.
There he is, Craig Gower, one of the greats, leading, of course, that Panthers side, 2003. That also had our very own.
You'd assume Gerds was in the grand final this week too. He's been everywhere we go, just photos, autographs. You're a superstar this week, Gerds.
Well, you know, you just got to embrace it, Em.
Yeah. But is it cool? Does it?
I've enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, sometimes you can just find a way to say no. And I thought at the back end of last week when a few people started saying, oh, can we do something? I thought, well, why not embrace it? Yeah. You know, it's something that you don't really get to experience these parts when you're playing because you're so focused on and you're so nervous and it's just not a priority. So I thought, you know, we do a little bit of stuff in the media, a little bit of promotion for the game. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. So I put my hand up and, yeah, I was at the opening of pretty much everything. I'm exhausted.
You look tired. You look tired, Gerds.
I'm looking forward to seeing you after the game this evening, see if you've got that kick-on factor in you.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.